News reporter suits? Check. News reporter microphones? Check. Great story from the Bible that we'll learn about today.
Ready to roll.
Perfect. Start up the theme music.
Welcome to Persepolis Daily. I'm Samantha Lewis. Yes, you heard right. We aren't in Jerusalem anymore. Our studio has been moved a couple of times in the past few years. After decades of not following God's commands, the Hebrew people have been driven out of their land, just like God said they would. Here's Brian Wesley with the story.
Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Jericho, once bustling cities where God's people once lived, had families, and worshipped. Now, empty. The magnificent temple to the one true God destroyed.
It's because we disobeyed God. He told us to follow all of his commands, and to be fair, we didn't. We didn't love him with everything, and as a result, we didn't trust him. So we looked to idols instead. And because we couldn't do things God's way, we couldn't stay in God's land.
First to the north, there were the Assyrians. They came down through the northern tribes and took them all captive. No one ever saw them again. To the south, the kingdom of Judah remained, but then came the Babylonians, taking the people of Judah, or Jews as they are known, back to Babylon as captives.
And that's where we've had to move our news studio for a few years.
Right. But, as empires typically do, another empire came in and took over. The Persians, the newest superpower in the region, made quick work of Babylon, and the Jews were spread out even further from home. Today, we are reporting to you from the Persian capital city of Persepolis, and you can see behind me what a beautiful city it is. Right over my shoulder especially, the palace of King Xerxes and his wives are really lit up tonight as the king is throwing a 7-day party for all of his people. I'm trying to get closer. Excuse me, we're with the press. Bible story in progress. Great, thanks. I'm in. Ooh, nice banners. It looks like...
Who does she think she is? I'm the king. I'm the one that must be obeyed. Any law, any edict, any command does not change for any man, let alone a woman.
Please, your majesty, that kind of speech is not very egalitarian.
I don't care, and it's very egotron of me. No one, be it my very own wife, no one gets away with disobeying my decree. I simply ask her to show up in for the guys. She's a beautiful queen, and the land deserves to know.
Perhaps she wasn't pleased to be gawked at by the commoners.
Are you implying that she should get away with it?
Not at all, Your Grace, but what can we advisors, simple mortals that we are, what can we say that would be wiser than your thoughts?
True. But you are advisors, so do your job. Advise me!
All right, how about this? Your wife, Vashti, has not only disobeyed your command, but she has set a bad example for her wives everywhere. If the queen can disobey the king, then it means she is more powerful than you are, and soon all wives will be trying to make rule over their husbands. It would be an upset of the social order, leaving our nation weak and in utter chaos. For the good of the nation, I advise you make an irreversible decree that Queen Vashti is out and will be replaced. Then decree that all women must obey their husbands, or else.
Vashti is out? But she's the most beautiful woman in all of Persia. That's how I got into this jam. There is no replacement for her.
Leave that up to your servants to solve. After all, if you decree it, it shall be done.
Right. And I shall make the decree. Let's go to the record keeper's office. This needs to be recorded.
Wow, some interesting developments in the Persian government. Who knew that a party would lead to national decrees and royal power plays?
Interesting indeed. Keep us informed, Brian. We need to go to a program break, but we'll have more information as the situation develops. Don't go away. Welcome back to Persepolis Daily, Persian news in Bible times. I'm Samantha Lewis. The queen has been ousted from the royal palace, and the search for replacement is in full swing. Brian Wesley has been interviewing the local populace to get their input. Brian?
Thanks, Sam. I'm here outside the palace a solid year after the big party that started this news report, and it's been quite a year to be sure.
Why is that? I'd think that if a king was looking for a new wife, it wouldn't be too hard. After all, who wouldn't want to be queen?
As it turns out, it doesn't matter if you want to or not. The king's got to find a wife, and that means if the beauty scouts say you're going, you're going. As part of an interview with one of the residents here, I was able to witness this firsthand. Let's start with your name and where you're from.
All right. My name is Mordecai, and I live in the Persian city fortress of Susa.
But you aren't Persian, are you?
No, we're Jews. Exiled here because of our sins against God. We hope to go back one day, but until then, we're stuck in Persia.
Mordecai, are you home? I'm back with groceries.
Come on in and meet the media, Hadessa. We're gonna be on the news.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Wow. I mean, pleasure's all mine, to be sure. I'm just here to ask how you all feel about the king's edict concerning beautiful women in the realm.
Well, I don't think it's gonna be a problem for us.
My cousin's too modest. Even the Persians know she's gorgeous. They call her Esther, you know, like their goddess of beauty. But to answer your question, the king's the king, you know? What's a Jewish exile going to do? We sure aren't in positions of power to sway the king's mind when he gets an idea in his head.
So, just to back up a bit, you said you two are cousins?
Yeah, since my parents died, Mordecai raised me, giving me a place to live.
Open up, in the name of the king.
Uh-oh. Can I help you?
So it's true. She is as beautiful as the goddess herself.
Take her, men.
Please don't. I have to stay here.
The king commands it. To refuse would not be wise.
Mordecai, what do we do?
Go with them and do what they say. Whatever you do, don't tell them you're a Jew. Chances are they won't hurt you if they think you're Persian. Esther will come with you.
Yeah, I will obey the king.
Goodbye, cousin. May God keep you safe.
Wow. That was really sad. Did she ever come back?
No, and that's not surprising from what I've been told. For the past year, the girls that were taken like this have been given a 12-month beauty treatment. The amount of oils, perfumes, and other beauty supplies going into there would suggest that they're not messing around.
Have you been able to interview any of them?
I can't get anywhere close. As is usual for this age, the Palace of Xerxes has areas called harems that are off limits to anyone except the king, the women of the palace, and specially chosen caretakers. Any other guys found in there could get in big trouble, even family members.
So Mordecai hasn't been able to check on Esther or even talk with her?
Not at all. But not for lack of trying. Mordecai spends a lot of time outside the harem trying to get any word from the inside. But so far, nothing.
Well, I hope she's okay. We've got to take another program break, but don't go away. I have a feeling this story is just getting started. Welcome back to Persepolis Daily, big news in the big story. A lot has happened in the Persian capital since we last left off, and to fill us all in, we have Brian Wesley.
Another invitation to another grand party in the palace, but instead of losing a queen, the kingdom has a new one this time, Queen Esther. I was able to get an interview with the royal couple during the party, and here's what she had to say.
I never thought this would ever happen to me, and I do miss home, especially my cousin. But the Lord the King has shown me great favor, and has thrown this banquet in my honor.
Of course I did. Wouldn't any man celebrate if he should find great treasure?
And we are most happy for you, my king. May your marriage last for all time.
And may the gods bless you and your house as well, Haman. I trust all is well.
All is well. What could possibly trouble my heart when the king is joyous?
Let me get you a drink, my faithful servant. Be right back, my flower. Do not run away.
Have you heard from my cousin? Is he well?
Yeah, he sits by the gates of the palace keeping an ear out for any news from you.
Oh, bless him. You will let him know that I miss him and that I have followed his instructions and haven't said anything?
I would be glad to deliver the message. Speaking of which, he wanted me to give this to you.
A note? What could he... Oh no, I must find the king.
I'm right here, my angel. What is it?
A friend. Mordecai. He overheard something and he thought you should know.
Overheard? Let me see. King's officers, plotting, kill the king. Kill the king? Do you trust this friend, darling?
With my life, your majesty.
I'll look into it. Thank your friend for me, love.
Whoa, so was there really a plot to assassinate the king?
That there was, Sam. It seems two of the king's officers were found guilty of treason, and they were executed in a way we can't talk about on public broadcasting channels.
Understood. I guess Mordecai is a hero then?
He is. though it doesn't seem to have gotten him any reward. And there's a bit of another problem. That guy at the party, Haman, he's one of the king's most trusted advisors, and the king has decreed that everyone should bow down to him. And Mordecai is not following that command. We were able to catch one of their interactions as Haman left the palace.
Bow, you worms, to a very important person. Yes, you all know who I... Mordecai, must we do this? You know the rules. You must bow.
Are you the king?
Not this again.
Are you my god?
Are you going to bow, or shall I lose my temper?
I am a Jew. Therefore, since you are neither the king nor my god, I will not bow to you.
I am greater than your god, and the king knows it. Mark me, Mordecai. I have the king's ear. And you, as well as any other person who will not bow, shall soon know what it means to cross me.
What did he mean by that?
I'm not sure, but I have a feeling it's not good.
I think you're right. Don't go away, folks. We'll be back right after this. Thanks for joining us again on Persepolis Daily, reporting on drama, danger, and divine intervention. I'm Samantha Lewis. When we last left off, Queen Esther's cousin was in hot water with the king's high official, Haman. Our sources tell us that Haman has entered into the king's audience chamber, so we go to our live feed now.
My friend Haman, you may enter. Come, my friend. What is it you would ask of me?
Great king, I am disturbed upon learning something most grave. It would seem there is a group of people throughout your whole empire that do not follow your laws. They're leeches on society. And if you wouldn't mind, maybe decreeing that they all shall be killed. I'd be happy to donate a lot of money to the royal treasury.
Haman, keep your money. You're a good friend. I will gladly help you. Let these people all be destroyed. Got a date in mind?
You know, I rolled up some dice to choose, and the lots fell on the 13th day of the 12th month.
Perfect! Here's my royal seal to make everything official. Do whatever you want.
Wonderful! Scribes, record keepers, translate this into all languages and send copies to all lands. The king decrees that on the 13th day of the 12th month, all citizens are encouraged to attack and kill any Jew in the kingdom. Not just the men, but the women and children too. Take all of their possessions. It is a holiday after all.
That was intense.
Intense indeed. To help us understand the gravity of this proclamation, we've called in our regional expert, Lionel Jacobs. Lionel, what can you tell us about this new decree?
Thank you, Sam. Laws in ancient times were often a lot easier to pass than they are in parts of the world today. The king says it, the scribes write it, and the people do it.
But in this case, it's not the king saying it. Does that make a difference?
Not if the king's seal is on it. If the king puts his seal of approval on a decree, then it's treated the same as if the king said it himself. Another thing to know about these laws is that they could not be taken back. The law was the law, and even the king could not revoke it.
That sounds a little dumb.
Perhaps. But it was put into place so that a wise king would think hard before making big decisions. But as we can see in this story, and a similar situation in Daniel 6, a foolish law could have terrible consequences.
Thanks, Lionel. We now go to Brian Wesley, who's been trying to locate our friend Mordecai to get the Jewish perspective on the situation. Brian?
Thank you, Sam. I haven't been able to find Mordecai in his usual place in front of the palace gates, but sitting in his place was a very tired-looking servant who I thought might have some information. Here's what she had to say.
So, I work for the queen, and today we look out the window, and there's Mordecai crying, wearing sackcloth, and dumping ashes on himself. We tell the queen, and she freaks out. She sends us with a bunch of nice clothes for him, but he doesn't want anything to do with them. She says to ask what's wrong. He hands us this edict for the king and says that all the Jews have been condemned to die. He tells her that she needs to go to the king and beg him to spare the Jews. After that, she says that she can't go before the king unless he calls for her, which she hasn't done in a month. If she does, the law says that she can be killed unless the king welcomes her. Then he says that if she doesn't, she'll die anyway. The law won't excuse her and her family. He then says something about their God using another way to save his people if he has to. But maybe this moment was the reason God chose her to let her go to the palace. Then she says, okay, she'll do it, and asks Mordecai to get all the family to pray for her. He says, okay, and goes home. And here I am, worn out from all that walking back and forth, delivering messages all morning.
Back to you, Sam.
Wow. We'll be sure to keep you listeners in the loop as things develop. Until then, it's time for another program break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Persepolis Daily, the Bible in a news format. I'm Samantha Lewis. God's people are in trouble. The king signed a law earlier that said that on a certain day, anyone in the kingdom could attack and kill Jews and take their property as their own. This is really bad news for not just Jews, but the queen herself. She has been asked to go before the king and plead their case, but going before the king without him calling you is punishable by death. Let's see what happened.
It was a day just like any other day. The king was ruling, advisors close at hand, when the doors opened, and there she was.
Esther, I don't think you're on the schedule to come see me, but it has been so long. Come, let me see you. Is she not lovely? Truly the best in the kingdom. Now then, my love, what is it that brings you here to me? Half the kingdom? Wish granted.
The king is too kind. Look, I know you like parties, and so I thought I'd throw you one today.
Splendid! I've got the invitations ready.
Actually, I was thinking of something smaller, maybe so we can talk. If you want to bring Haman along, that might be nice.
Oh, me? It's a date then.
Later that day, I wasn't able to get into the banquet room, but my contact had some inside information.
Yeah, they just sat there talking, drinking wine, and they must have been having a great time because Queen Esther didn't mention her people getting killed or anything. She just asked if Haman and the king would be interested in doing it again tomorrow. Excuse me, I've got to finish bussing the table.
I don't get it. Esther had them both right there. Why didn't she tell the king what was going on?
I'm not sure. Maybe she was throwing the first party as a bit of a test to see if the king would be easier to talk to at a party. Maybe God warned her that this wasn't the right time.
I guess those options make sense. So are you at the palace now?
Yeah, no thanks to some parade going on. I don't know what that was about, but some big shot was getting a lot of attention. I'll have to look into that later. But yeah, I'm at the queen's private banquet, and I'm working with the catering company so I can get close enough to hear the conversation. Let's listen in.
Another fantastic meal, my queen. I could need another bite. Now then, I know you want something. You've been buttering me up for some big ask, and I'm telling you, my dear, I am willing to do anything for you. What is it?
I have to ask you to save me and my people. If we were sentenced to be slaves, I wouldn't have brought it up. But because our enemy has said to kill us all, I have to beg for the king to help us.
What? Kill my queen and her people? Who is this man?
Haman is the one who has decreed it, using the king's seal.
You? You're a Jew? Your Highness, I had no idea. Please, my lord, don't go away. No, mercy, mercy! My queen, I beg you, I had no idea you were a Jew. I thought you, please, don't let the king hurt me, please. I'll do anything.
Let go of her.
Your Majesty, Haman has set up a a way to punish Mordecai, the queen's cousin, in a way that can't be described on the air.
Use it on Haman instead. And appoint Mordecai as a high official to take the place of this dog that would dare plot against my beloved queen.
I think I'll get out of here before things get really bad for sensitive listeners.
Good idea. One thing remains to be seen, and that is how God's people will be saved. Isn't the law to kill the Jews still in place? Oh, wait, I have word that a new law has been put in place in the king's name. Let's cut to the video.
Let it be known that on the 13th day of the 12th month, the Jews are allowed to defend themselves. If anyone attacks them, the Jews are allowed to attack them back and plunder their stuff. In other words, you mess with them, they'll mess with you. Don't try it.
That'll do it. What a broadcast.
You said it, Sam. And if you thought this was exciting, be sure to read the whole story in the Bible in the book called Esther.
That'll make it pretty easy to find. I like how we can learn how being brave is important, and even if you're in situations where you don't have any control, you can still do the right thing.
That's true. And no matter what, God is in control. To change the world, He might just choose you to do it. The question is, will you obey?
For all of us here on the Kids Corner and Persepolis Daily, I'm Samantha Lewis.
And I'm Brian Wesley.
Have a great day.